Welcome to FinTech Facts. Whether you're cramming for a test or prepping for a job interview, you need to know the facts. FinTech Facts. What is NoSQL? All right, guys, we've mentioned NoSQL before, but as part of another topic, and we didn't explain it. So now we're going to do just that so you're comfortable with the idea. Simply put, NoSQL stands for non-SQL or not only SQL. It differentiates it from these databases that support SQL. NoSQL databases have been around since the late 60s, but we've only recently seen the name NoSQL applied to them. Current development of NoSQL databases is driven by the needs of Web 2.0 companies. As NoSQL databases are used in many applications of big data, it's essential for the development of Web 2.0. NoSQL databases may support SQL-like queries and are sometimes used simultaneously with SQL databases to support business objectives. NoSQL databases support horizontal scaling. This allows clusters of machines to be used to improve performance. By contrast, many SQL applications can only scale vertically, meaning if your application has performance issues, you need to acquire higher specification hardware. NoSQL data structures used by these databases might include key value pairs, graph databases, or document databases, all of which don't natively exist in SQL databases. The specific big business problem we're presented with will determine if a NoSQL database is suitable. Sometimes, data structures used by NoSQL databases are viewed as more flexible than the traditional SQL database implementation of tables. A curious property of NoSQL databases is the concept of eventual consistency, meaning changes to a NoSQL database will be propagated to all nodes or other instances of a NoSQL database eventually. So it's entirely possible that different nodes will contain different data at the same time. Thanks for listening to FinTech Facts. My name is Dave Coker.